a quick language lesson. Here's how you say, "Who won the game?" in Turkish.
Turkish whistling, to be specific. It's a language used by some 10,000 people in the northeastern part of the country. Onur Güntürk'ün is a biological psychologist at Bochum University in Germany, and he's studied the Turkish whistling language.
It's a bit like bird chirping. It's whistles, but very complex whistles. It's Turkish, but in a whistled form.
Messages can be understood up to almost 4 miles away.
You're standing on one side of the mountain, the other person is standing on the other side of the mountain, and then they just talk by whistling. I could not imagine that this is possible, but when I saw it, it's really like that. So I thought there are only two or three areas in the world where there are whistled languages. So in the Canary Islands, there is a language called Silbo, and this is whistled Spanish.
Güntürk'ün set out to learn how the brain registers this language, and he made many recordings of its native speakers.
In Turkish, the meaning is, please 1 kilogram of tomatoes.
Sadly, the number of whistled Turkish speakers is dwindling. These days, a mobile phone can bridge distances easier than whistles can. And there's this.
When you whistle, you have no privacy.
The loss of the Turkish whistling language, he says, would be a loss for all of us.
We would lose a part of the colors of humanity. But that's true for many things of us humans. There are alternatives to many things we do. And we all eat hamburgers one day, then we would lose many things of our colorful cultures that we all created. That would be obviously a pity.
That's Onur Güntürk'ün of Bochum University.
Çok teşekkür ederim. Thanks a lot.